Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. In our last podcast, we were fortunate enough to have Mr. Davis, who is CEO and owner of Infinity Growth Solutions. It's an accounting software system to help dentists, their dental offices, and particular DSOs. And in that last segment, we had a nice response, and I thought it would be important to have Mr. Davis come back. Mr. Davis, thank you so much for joining us on this next podcast. Can you give our listeners a little bit of background about yourself and your organization?
Sure. Thank you again for having me. And quick background on myself. I've been basically in the dental accounting world for as long as I can remember. Grew up with my family's dental CPA firm, where we had about 400 dental clients. I then became a CFO of a DSO in the west side of Michigan. And since then, I've been focused on the solution side of accounting for DSOs and helping DSOs build out corporate infrastructure to their business.
Well, I want to thank you very much again for joining us. In summary, for those who didn't see the last podcast, one of the takeaway points that I saw is you strongly and your company strongly recommended to consider going from a cash basis to an accrual basis. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And we ran out of time last time, but we sort of alluded to the fact that for those individuals thinking about starting a DSO and growing that DSO or acquiring a DSO, people probably don't realize, but the difficulty of allocating payments on the way the DSO was actually structured or set up. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, so it definitely depends on the legal structure in place, but in a lot of situations, we see a PLLC is formed that has many locations that all share in that same tax ID. And one of the big problems or pain points that our clients have had was that when they submit claims out to the insurance companies, the insurance companies will remit payment to them just to that tax ID. So let's just say Delta Dental, they provide a check for $1,000. That check can be for many patients, many offices, and the accounting departments have a very, very hard time, tons of labor spent trying to allocate that on the books appropriately, and also matching that back to the practice management system. And so having enterprise softwares from practice management to accounting can help aid in that reconciliation, which can help true up financial statements. It can also help check for any type of embezzlement or misplacement of funds. But that is a severe pain point that we have in terms of revenue reconciliation in the industry.
So if there's individuals out there this evening listening to this podcast, and their desire was to establish a DSO for a variety of reasons, if you had your wish list, one, you'd suggest that they start doing their accounting on an accrual basis rather than a cash basis.
That's correct, yes.
You'd want them to understand what is their ultimate goal and exit strategy down the road. And let's just say, hypothetically, Dr. Smith's office has 10 offices. You would love to see them be able to keep them as 10 separate offices rather than a single entity. So when in a hypothetical Delta Dental is going to pay out $1,000, $100 would go to each office rather than one check of $1,000 to a single tax ID number. Is that correct?
Well, that definitely would make things simpler. I think that if you do go down to multiple tax IDs, you may lose out on other benefits. So I'm not saying that one tax ID versus multiple is, you know, one's better than the other. But I think if you do have one tax ID, credentialing becomes easier. I think negotiating with insurance companies, it becomes easier. I do see a lot of benefits with that. I think, though, that it should be known for those that are looking at starting a DSO that there are going to be some pain points that they probably haven't thought of. And it's very paramount that they plan to have enterprise systems as opposed to separate, let's just say, practice management systems with separate logins, separate servers, separate offices. They're going to have to post those payments across multiple offices. And so they're going to need an enterprise-based cloud practice management software to make that efficient. They're going to need an enterprise accounting software to make that efficient. And so it's not so much about one tax ID versus multiple. I think you just need to know the footfalls of both and plan accordingly.
Now, when you mention these different software or accounting systems, is this where your company comes in and you guide this potential DSO into what systems are best? Do you create the systems yourself? How does that actually work with your company and clients?
Yeah, so typically what happens is we start with just a state of the organization. We fly out, we meet with the team, the doctors, the decision makers, the leaders, and we say, walk us through all of your systems. I mean, everything from payroll to paying invoices to posting payments in the practice management system. We want to get a plethora of knowledge of what's going on and also see where everyone has different pain points. Different departments feel different pains. And we try to come up with a good strategy. We call it a tech stack that's going to ultimately solve that for them. And it's not just technology. I don't think technology solves all problems, but it's really the processes. And so we start with that assessment. And then from there, we refine certain processes with them and make sure that those processes fit in with the technologies that are out there, because some you may buy it. And then when you're 6 months down the road into using that software, you may realize that it doesn't do what we thought it did. So our specialty is that we test and try and refine all of these products that are out there on the marketplace, and we integrate them to speak to one another, and we help build that fluid infrastructure that's needed for the business.
And as far as compensation is concerned, I'm sure everything is different. Is it pay as you go? Is it monthly or yearly contracts? How do our listeners make them understand what potentially would be involved in securing a company's expertise like yourself?
Yeah, so we work on a consulting basis, but the platforms that we either resell or encourage the groups to purchase, most of them in the market are subscription-based. The core, the ERP, the accounting software is typically run on a annual subscription. And then there we typically will see about three or four integrations from like payroll to AP automation, expense reporting, whatever it may be. A lot of those are month to month, but you're going to look at somewhere around a monthly subscription or an annual subscription. What we do is we package that all together in a bundle, and we allow our customers to pay that to us in installments, typically monthly.
And what is your follow-up? What can our listeners expect? Do you do a Zoom call once a week as needed, once a month, quarterly, semi-annually, et cetera, et cetera?
Sure. So initially, it's very heavy. I mean, we have weekly, if not semi-weekly calls with the controllers of the group. So usually it's not with the dentist per se, and it's with those that are hired to run the finance and accounting departments. And so every client is a custom plan, and we get ready for go live. So very heavy up front in that communication. And then after go live, we do our periodic check-ins, and those start with every other week down to once a week. And then eventually the hope is that you really don't need us too much after maybe after the first 6 months or so of running the systems. We are always here as an on-needed basis. And as there are updates for all of these products, we reach out and engage to see if any of those updates fit for the client. And so we're always checking in, but it's usually very heavy up front, getting all this stuff solved, figured out, implemented, and integrated. And the goal is for the clients to be self-sufficient and not leverage us too much, because these systems should work, and they shouldn't have to reach out constantly for support. And it should be pretty automated and easygoing.
Well, Mr. Davis, I cannot thank you enough for taking time from your busy schedule to educate not just me, but our listeners. Is there a way for our listeners to reach out, to contact you if they have additional questions or concerns?
Absolutely. Yeah, they can go to our website for more information. That is at infinitygrowthsolutions.com. They can also email me at Miles, spelled M-Y-L-E-S, at infinitygrowthsolutions.com, or they can give us a call at 313-447-1200.
Well, Mr. Davis, I wish you and your company nothing but the best, and I cannot thank you enough for participating and educating our listeners. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. A shout out to Mr. David Wolf and his podcast team, and to our sponsors, Henry Schein, Patterson Dental, and Vocal Dental Supply Company. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future. Have a great night, and thanks for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.